You are listening to the Portland Resistance Calendar. My name is VJ. Here are some activist-type events happening the week of Friday, June 30th. For more information, visit kboo/resist. Friday, June 30th, a screening of Arabic music and its secrets and On the Banks of the Tigris. That's going to be 7:30 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, 26th and Southeast Clinton. There will be the Queer Migration Stories panel. That's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Unite Oregon, 700 North Killingsworth Street. The Summer of Resistance Comedy and Music program, it will feature four comics, live music, as well as being a benefit for the Civil Liberties Defense Center. They will be talking about the work they're doing representing dozens of Standing Rock water protectors. That's 6 to 9 p.m., Lagunitas Tap Room, 237 Northeast Broadway. The third annual LGBTQ Literary Salon will happen. It's a benefit for the Pride Foundation. It'll be a reading. It's featuring four authors. While it's a fundraiser, a donation is not required to attend. That's 7 to 8:30 p.m. at another read-through, 3932 North Mississippi. Saturday, July 1st. There are a couple things. Socialist Alternative Portland is hosting a discussion called Speak Out, Medicare for All. That's noon to 2 p.m. at the PSU South Park Blocks. Burgerville Workers Union is doing a community event around immigrant justice. That's happening 2 to 5 p.m. at the Iglesia Santa Cruz, also known as St. Aidan's Episcopal Church, 17405 Northeast Gleason. The Burgerville Workers Union is making a new demand that Burgerville be a welcoming place for immigrant workers as well as a sanctuary employer. So how do you do that? Well, you could opt out of E-Verify to screen the immigration status of applicants, and you could establish a policy that requires ICE agents to present a warrant to access the back of the house in restaurants. There will be food, music, and fun, and talking about how to move forward and how to collaborate and build a movement for immigrant justice in Portland. Sunday, July 2nd, Indivisible Oregon is doing a series of resistance summer community cookouts. This time it'll be at Shute Park in Hillsboro from 5 to 8 p.m. It's an opportunity for a range of local and national resistance partner groups to come together, build relationships, celebrate diversity, and perhaps most importantly, enjoy ourselves. We're going to skip a couple days now because of the holiday and go to Wednesday, July 5th. 350 PDX is hosting a Just Transition workshop. There'll be a Climate Justice 101 training, information about the Portland Just Energy Transition Campaign, and a Q&A. Portland NAACP President and KBOO radio host Joanne Hardesty will lead the evening's discussion. That's 7 to 8:30 p.m. at 350 PDX, 1820 Northeast 21st. Thursday, July 6th, it's not over. PDX Healthcare Rally with Senators Wyden and Merkley and Representative Bonamici. That's 10:30 to 12:30 at the 911 Federal Building. Isn't that an unfortunate name? That's at 911 Northeast 11th. So it's kind of a big deal. If you're into this sort of thing, it's going to be the biggest rally organized by our members of Congress this year. And because our members of Congress like to keep busy, there's the Washington County Town Hall. That's taking place at the Conestoga Recreation and Aquatic Center in Beaverton, 2 to 3:30 p.m. There's a two-year retrospective from Young, Gifted, and Black. That's 6 to 10 p.m. at the Una Gallery, 328 Northwest Broadway, number 117. So Young, Gifted, and Black, or YGB, is pro-Black, pro-femme, and pro-queer, and this retrospective will feature photography, short films, music, and a live performance. The View from Here is an art show of political posters, and it's going to benefit the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Erickson Gallery, 9 Northwest 2nd Avenue. All the posters will be on sale for $30, and the show features 18 artists. There's a Miss Anthology exhibition, 8 p.m., at the Sequential Art Gallery and Studio at 328 Northwest Broadway. Miss Anthology is a Portland-based comic publication, as well as a course for female and genderqueer artists and writers ages 13 through 18. This first Thursday event will have syllabus zines, a DIY mini comic table, as well as artwork from workshops and students. The exhibition itself runs through the end of July. Friday, July 7th, Rose City Antifa is celebrating 10 years of activist support, and they're doing a fundraiser for the Anti-Fascist Relief Fund, which is going to be over two nights. The first night is happening at Cider Riot at 7 p.m. For Friday night, there'll be four performers or bands spanning hip-hop, punk, post-punk, and D-beat. There's also a raffle. All the proceeds will go to the Anti-Fascist Relief Fund to support comrades with medical and legal expenses. On Saturday, there's a Hillsboro listening session hosted by State Representative Janine Solman. That almost sounds like a town hall. I wonder if that is. It's 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Springs at Tannisbourne. Vancouver, USA celebrates Pride on Saturday. It may not be June, but for some people it's Pride all summer, or maybe at least to the end of July. Among other things, ACLU People Power will be there. That's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Esther Short Park. Don't Shoot Portland is doing its usual second Saturday social justice gathering. This time they're calling it Don't Be a Bystander. This month it will be focused towards bridging their work in bystander training and intervention, community safety and organizing safe neighborhoods, family advocacy and human rights, including hate crime reporting. They're also calling out to legal professionals, photographers, writers, as well as people who want to become active advocates against racism and hate in their communities. That's 11 a.m. at the Revolution Coffee House downtown. Muslim Educational Trust Community Center is putting on the Portland International Muslim Cultural Festival. As you might expect, that includes performances, food, art, and other resources, as well as learning opportunities, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Director Park, 815 Southwest Park. There's also the Return of the Progressives featuring the Revolution Choir. It's going to be kid-friendly and free, rain or shine, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Laurelhurst Park Concert Pad. And finally, Rose City Antifa's doing their second night of fundraising for the Anti-Fascist Relief Fund, this time at Blackwater, 7 p.m. There'll be the raffle, of course, as well as four bands that I could not begin to describe. Sunday, July 9th, Oregon Women's Campaign School is doing an East Portland leadership training. They work to train the next generation of pro-choice leaders and activists. This training is an opportunity to learn what it takes to jump into campaign life. 2 to 3:30 p.m., Midland Library. Last but definitely not least, a film screening of Arresting Power that benefits NAACP Portland. This film features personal stories of resistance told by victims of police misconduct, the families of people who were killed by police, and members of Portland's reform and abolition movements. That's 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Levin Community, 5431 Northeast 20th. That's this week. There's so much more on the blogcast page, naturally. For more information, that address is kboo.fm/resist. Tune in next Friday for another week of activism in and around Portland. This has been VJ coming to you from the KBOO studios. Thanks for listening. Have a good week.